Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
Live once again. It is Thursday, June 10th, and I'm going to talk about dialect. I was sitting and I was thinking about language for some reason, and how back in the day, I'm old school, how back in the day, it was common to speak dialect, but then be able to switch, like, okay, switching up. And it wasn't the way it is now. In modern day, it would be the parents don't know the dialect of the parents don't know the slang that the younger generation, their children would be speaking. When I was growing up, it was more about dialect because our parents would speak the same dialect like that. It's not about slang words that only the teenagers know. It's about a dialect that the parents spoke and the children spoke. But when certain people came around, we spoke like how I'm sounding now, like that. So, and I talked about every time I would go to Georgia, even now, how me and my sisters, my family, we would just naturally fall into dialect when we're speaking with one another. And our parents understand us and they speak to us in that way also. But we all know how to speak how I'm speaking now. And I'm wondering if now, is there a difference between, I'm feeling that there has to be a difference between slang and dialect like that, because slang is mostly about the generation that comes up with words that are against the norm language-wise, and the parents may not be into that. It will be for that generation, and each generation can have these slang terms like that. So I'm wondering with dialect and because with slang, it could be, I'm thinking that with slang also, it would be where, is it speaking slang, and, but still also, like, of course, falling back into normal, quotation marks, English, like that, where anybody and where everybody understands you, like, okay, falling back into that. Like when certain people walk up and you're speaking slang to one another, do you start speaking like normal English like that? Or I know you're not speaking to everybody in slang. So obviously it would be falling back into normal English also, but then maybe speaking for slang amongst your friends or amongst people in your age group like that. And it's not really, and is it about dialect, or are the parents also speaking slang like that, or like that? So I'm wondering if there's a difference between dialect and slang. Now, also with reading dialect, I could read it. Of course, if you could write it, you could read it, if you could speak it. And then also with slang, it would be about writing in slang and I'll not using slang words here and there. I'm meaning people that's the second language. Kind of like dialect is for us. When we're talking to our parents and we're from the South, we speak a dialect and they're speaking a dialect to them. But then if somebody comes around that doesn't know it, we start speaking the way that I sound now so they can understand me like that. So, and, or understand us like that. So when I'm speaking about slang, because language is on my mind, I'm not talking about people that they know a few slang words here and there. I'm talking about people that are writing in slang, everything is in slang, and speaking in slang, and they could do it not using the words every now and then, but they're using it as a language. Is it considered dialect also? But it's all slang, but different than the dialect that I grew up speaking like that. So do any of you all know about language? Do you know? And I'm talking about above and beyond using a few slang words, and the slang words are dependent upon the generation. because generation to generation, you have new slang words that come up. I'm talking about dialect and using it on a consistent basis. So I'm wondering if there's been any languages created, which will be a sub-language, the way that dialect is looked at as a sub-language here in the United States, but it's a sub-language that not only is by our age group, our parents also speak it, and it doesn't go out of style generation to generation. It's the same dialect I was speaking when I was a little girl. My mother, my parents speak it. Everybody in my family speak it, and they still speak it now, like this, and this is like 40-something years later. It doesn't change. So it's a sub-language. So, and with slang, I know with young people, if this is how young people are with slang words, if they see that too many people are stating the slang words like that, and too many people know the slang words, so too many people are saying it, it's common now, they'll change it. And they'll say, okay, we don't say that anymore. That's old. We're not talking like that anymore. Now this means that, or that means that. Like, they'll change it up because they don't want older people saying it, or they don't want certain people saying it or knowing what they're talking about. It's like code. Even though we code switch, even for my generation, we code switch when speaking. It depends on who's around, who's coming around like that. Or if we're talking to people and I'm speaking like this, and I'm speaking with my family, people like that, people that I know that speak the same dialect, and we're having a conversation and we're speaking this English, okay, if we want to talk to in private, but in front of people, we'll speak a dialect, and they won't know what we're saying. They'll only be able to pick up on a little bit of it, but we'll do that directly in front of them, like that. Like, okay, for example, if you're around your family members and your friends that grew up in your generation, or just that social group, and you speak dialect now, but you're speaking to people that don't speak dialect, they don't speak that, or and you're talking, if you're talking to everybody, but if my sister or my parents or people from what I learned, my social group that speak dialect like me, if they start talking to me and we start talking to each other, it'll be in dialect, because it's like naturally falling into that pattern. I don't know if it's because you're around them, because every time I go to Georgia, it's like, or on the phone with my family, or even writing with you, even when you're writing, it's in dialect also. It's like, every time, it's just naturally, like, that's the, like, natural, comfortable way of talking, even with the parents, like that. So I'm wondering if and I know what slang is, something that changes generation to generation slang words, and using, and also younger people could change it because their parents are using the words, or other people that they don't want using the words are using the words like that. The words are all everywhere, so they start saying, okay, we don't say that anymore like that. They'll say, okay, that's not in anymore. That slang isn't in anymore because you're saying it, or because you all are using it. So it doesn't mean that anymore. It's like old. It's old. It's worn out. It's not anymore. And they'll invent something else like that. So I feel that slang is generational, and it's about when it's overused and everybody's using it, or everybody's catching on to it, and everybody's like using it to try to fit in, or because it sounds good. I think young people start dropping it and not wanting to say it and not saying it. And a new people are saying it, but the younger people are looking at it as we don't say that anymore. Like the word cool, like we don't use that. And you're like, oh, is old now? We don't. No, we stopped using it because too many of you all were using it, so it becomes like no, like that. Because those words, slang words, go out of style. Believe it or not, slang words go out of style. They're generational usually, and sometimes you cannot know they're out of style. But the people that created it, they will be already on to using something else in different phrases. Like that. Slang actually moves. It actually moves. You know, so it's different than dialect. Dialect is the family, everybody, the grandmother, the grandparents, the church, the everybody in the social group, they're speaking dialect like that. So it could actually be, it could be the dialect, and knowing the dialect, reading it, writing it, knowing the slang also, generationally, reading it, writing it, and then knowing how to speak like this where everybody hears you, that understands you, that speaks English. Like that. So it's like switching between, it depends on who you're talking to. It depends on who you're talking to, and they know the language also, they know the lingo also, like that. What is uncomfortable is, I've never had this with someone with speaking dialect, because I never had anyone try to mimic dialect. I've heard people try to mimic people's accents like that. Like they'll try to mimic, they exaggerate people's accent, but they'll exaggerate the person's accent, like poking fun at it, and it won't be the person's accent, or it won't be the group of people's accent. I've never heard anybody like try to mimic dialect that didn't speak it, because you would have to know how to speak it. Read it and write it like that. But with slang, I've seen people try to mimic slang, and they do it in an exaggerated way that's buffoonish. Instead of just, if you're going to use the slang, just use it like natural. Like it's like natural, like you're saying any other word in English. Like that. Because if you use the slang and you're exaggerating it, or people could tell that you're not comfortable saying it, or you're trying to say it because you're around certain people that are using it, it kind of is kind of like an insult. Like, if you're going to say it, be natural, be normal, like that. Just like any other language or any other whatever you'll be saying that is outside of what you're customary or how you're customary of speaking, like that. Because sometimes people get kind of offended. Like, that depends on what you're saying and who you're around. Most definitely. But that can happen with slang a lot. I've never seen anybody, heard anybody try to mimic dialect or anything like that. So, but slang changes because the younger generations, they don't want you to catch on. It's for them. It's for the age group. And they see a lot of people saying it. The ones that invent it, the colorful language or whatever, they'll change it, or they'll be speaking something else, and you'll be speaking what you heard and thought was hip and cool, but isn't anymore. Like cool. Like swagger. Like that. I'm gonna keep saying swagger. I call it lean. I've invented my own word for it. I call it a little bit of lean to you. Like that instead of cool, and then it was swagger. For me, now it's like lean. Hell, they could be calling it something else. Because it moves with the time. It moves with the time. And that's not dialect. That's actually slang. It's different than dialect like that. So, but people that know dialect, read it, write it, they know slang also, read it, write it, speak it. Like that, and they know slang moves, it changes. And slang is always running away from people that are, slang moves and runs away from you, like that, it changes. Generational, and it also changes, but they'll say, well, too many people are using it, now they're using it, now they're stealing it, now they're saying it, now it's out there too much, now, like, so they'll change, it's like it's running away from you, they're inventing something else, is changing, is inventing, is moving like that. But usually if you speak dialect, you're attached to people or accustomed to people that speak slang also. So you kind of know their little secret words and secret phrases like that, and how they try to speak in code and all that stuff like that. So you can't run too far like that, because we know how to correct the code like that. That's with slang and dialect. So you are with language. Have you noticed that? Do you speak dialect? Do you? Do you read it? Do you write it? Did you grow up with it? And I'm sure if you speak dialect, it has not changed. Do you speak slang? More than a little few words here and there. Like, it's like conversational slang. Like that. Where it has to be translated into the English language. Like that. Have you ever seen slang written? Not a few words used here and there, but all of it written in slang, or all of something written in dialect, where it has to be translated into the English language. Because sometimes it's not about changing words here and there and all that. It's using completely different words. As if it's a different language. Like that. As if it's not even English. As opposed to it being predefined before as butchering English or bad English or like that. Mm-mm, that's not dialect and that's not slang. These are is not even using sometimes English words. Or you have to get a translator. You have to have it deciphered. You will not know what's going on like that. Have you all been around people that way that are American? Did you grow up around those people? Do you have connections with those people like that? Do you speak that language? Do you speak that dialect? Do you understand that like that? What do you think about it?